Today, Vice President Dick Cheney confirmed news reports that he directed a vulgar epithet at Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Cheney told Fox News he had no regrets about the episode. NPR's David Wellna reports from the Capitol.
According to an aide to Senator Leahy, the vice president cut short a testy exchange by using the F word to tell the Vermont Democrat what he could go do with himself. The event occurred Tuesday as senators were assembling for a group photo in the Senate chamber with the vice president, who's also president of the Senate. Leahy has been an outspoken critic of Halliburton, the firm Cheney headed before becoming vice president. According to an aide, Cheney refused to shake the hand Leahy offered him during the photo session. Today, he confirmed to Fox News that he and Leahy did indeed exchange words.
He is the kind of individual who will make those kinds of charges and then come act as though he's your best friend. And I expressed in no uncertain terms my views of his conduct and walked away.
Did you ask if he cursed at Leahy? Cheney responded, probably, and added that he had no regrets, though he did not say which words he actually uttered to the senator.
Expressed my unhappiness with the way he conducted himself. The part of the problem here is that instead of having a substantive debate over important policy issues, he had challenged my integrity, and I didn't like that. But most of all, I didn't like the fact that after he'd done so, then he wanted to act like everything's peaches and cream, and I informed him of my view of his conduct in no uncertain terms, and as I say, I felt better afterwards.
Cheney claimed there was support for what he said in the Senate chamber, where the use of profanity is forbidden for senators while the Senate's in session.
I think a lot of my colleagues felt that what I'd said badly needed to be said, that it was long overdue.
A spokesman for Leahy, who could not be reached today for comment, said the vice president seemed to be having a bad day when he used the foul language. Democrats have declared this week Halliburton Week and have repeatedly sought to link the vice president with alleged wrongdoing by the giant Texas energy company, especially in Iraq. Cheney's reported foul language was also cited today during a debate in the House on an energy bill. Washington State Democrat Jay Inslee was arguing that Republicans were blaming all the problems of the past on Bill Clinton.
The only malediction in this country I haven't laid at the feet of Bill Clinton is Dick Cheney's vocabulary malfunction on the Senate floor, and I suppose that'll be next.
Other lawmakers pointed out that the day Cheney verbally unloaded on Leahy was the same day the Senate passed legislation aimed at reining in indecency on the airwaves. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.